Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a Talking Rugby Union special podcast. And we're going to be talking about Bucks Super Rugby, of which we were present at a game yesterday. And also me and Chris watched one of the other games, which was Bath versus Durham down in Bath. We're also joined by former University of Bath prop, Max Ashcroft.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad yourself.
Yeah, you woke up with a bit of a cold today, didn't you?
Yeah, we'll battle through.
Now, we're going to start off with a game that we were present at yesterday, which was Leeds Beckett University versus Cardiff Met. And Leeds Beckett University ran out 27-23 winners on what was a pretty competitive game up at the Headingley campus. Chris, what did you make of the game?
Yeah, well, I think the surprise was always it was absolutely glorious weather yesterday. You know, usually these games this time of year we're normally greeted with wind and rain and stuff like that, but you know, the weather was spot on yesterday and it was a good rugby match that delivered as well. I mean, we all predicted before the game that Leeds would come out on top, 9 games unbeaten going into the match against the Cardiff Met side that had just had a tricky end to the season and were missing a few key players. But to be fair to Danny Milton's side, they were the better team in the opening 20 minutes. They got an early try through Jack Arthur, but a yellow card to Andrew Nurse just changed the momentum, went in Leeds' favour, and then it got ahead in at half time. And then from there, I mean, the game sort of petered out in the second period, but the key score came from that Manchester Duff, and Leeds make it 10 in a row to put the place in the semi-final.
Yeah, the Duff man doing wonders as per usual. But Max, you were particularly impressed with Cardiff Met's back row. What was it that made them stand out to you?
Yeah, I thought Leeds looked very nervous in the first, you know, 15-20 minutes. Their set piece, particularly their line out, was faltering a little bit. And they were just ending up having to throw into the front lifter, which not necessarily gets you any decent ball, you know. Cardiff managed to defend them all quite easily because they had to throw to the front lifter. And I just thought, going back to your question in regards to the Cardiff back row, they just worked really well as a unit together. You know, they were carrying, they were clearing out the ruck really effectively. Their work rate was phenomenal. And they had, you know, they've got big shoes to fill, obviously, with Don Brandt over the last couple of years with them. But they were very, very impressive, and they really, I think they outshone the Leeds back row. So there were positives for Cardiff. They were playing; they had a good flow to their game. They were trying to get it out wide. They were retaining the ball really well. The penalty count was low. But they were just missing that little bit of X factor, I think. They were just missing that one or two players just to go, right, well, I'm going to take this game by the scruff of the neck and I'm going to score that class try. I'm going to score that world. I mean, Nurse scored a decent try.
Yeah, 10 minutes ago, yeah.
Very opportunistic, wasn't it?
But if you look at the tries that, you know, that Duff scored in the last 10 minutes, I think.
Yeah,
it was
around there.
Yeah, you know, that was an outstanding play by both wingers for Leeds, and that was, you know, that was the other winger, I can't remember his name, off the top of my head, you know, saying, right, I'm going to run this ball back from, I think it was a 22,
yeah.
Run breaks through, really elusive runner, and then he sets up Duff for the try in the other corner, and you know, that wasn't an easy try for Duff. He had to work for that. You know, he broke the tackle, showed his strength, showed his pace, and it was really classy by those two wingers. I thought this inside centre for Leeds really set the tone defensively. It was a brutal game. It always is going to be at sort of the quarterfinals, but he set the tone. He was just making positive hits. He wasn't going backwards in the tackle. He was, you know, stopping him on the gain line. And he got the whole back line going, which was pretty impressive. Because I personally don't think the fly half for Leeds, I think he struggled a little bit. I thought his man management in the game wasn't great. He took a drop goal. He took a drop goal attempt, which was really... I don't know.
There was a lot of time still left, wasn't there? And it was a really odd decision for him to kind of go for that.
So, you know, when you fly off, not necessarily... No, because he's been really impressive by all the calls.
Yeah, he has.
Off.
He's been really good this season for him.
And I didn't say he's played badly, but I just don't think he got them going as well as he could have done.
I know what you mean, Matt. So wasn't anyone sort of orchestrating it in a way? And you know, from a fly off, that's sort of what you want. But you touch on the X factors players there, and it was quite interesting that Danny texted us after the game, the Cardiff Met coach, saying, "Well, Leeds Beckett's wing has made the difference," and that was what you're talking about. Like, maybe some other players didn't step up for them, but when it mattered most, you had Chester and Will doing the business for him.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about Chester and Will is that they were both in the twos last year. Chester only broke into the first team at the tail end of last season of Bucks Super Rugby. So
big lads, aren't they, as well?
Yeah, both big, six.
Yeah,
three at least.
Yeah, tall lads. You know, that sort of Alex Cuthbert, you know, sort of style. You know, not necessarily in build, but in height, and you know, quite elusive runners and quite hard to tackle. But they really showed their class and their hunger to get tries, which is what your wingers, you know, they were coming in off the wing, they were defensively making positive hits, they were cut above, and every credit to them, because I don't think the two wingers for Cardiff, I think they played quite well as well. You know, Nurse was,
yeah, Andrew Nurse of course played Premiership Sevens for Harlequins at the start of the year, so they've got some good pedigree there. Really, I mean, Bucks Super Rugby always has players involved in that Prem Sevens competition.
Yeah.
And he's just one in a long list of them, really. I mean, we've seen today, Tom Lauday of Exeter Chiefs is joining Harlequins next season. He played Prem Sevens in the summer. And so there is a production line there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we bang the drum about it a lot, that since Bucks Super Rugby especially has come in, you know, first of all, the league's, you know, showcased on live streams every week, and you're seeing these players. But even last night in that Bath game, which I'm sure we're going to go on to, Joe, the amount of academy players who are at Bath Rugby that were playing, who have played in recent weeks as well for Bath, is just outstanding. And it just shows how having that link with a Premiership club is benefiting them. And, you know, Will Partington last night had an outstanding game for the Uni of Bath, and he's on the books at Farley House. So, you know, it's an every credit to the league that this sort of production line, as you say, Joe, is continuing to flourish.
Yeah, so it really was a shame for Cardiff Met not to get anywhere near Twickenham like they did last year. But we're sure that they will be back next season with a vengeance. Now, on to the live stream game that Chris was talking about. Bath smashed Durham 64 points to 32. I don't think anyone would disagree with me on that one. Max, your old team, are you happy to see them doing well?
Yeah, really pleased for Bath, really pleased for Aaron James and the coaches there and the setup. They've been working really hard for years down there, and they haven't really seen the reward for a long time now. And they've always been there or thereabouts, but this year I think they oozing confidence to beat a Durham team in that score. You know, God, they'll be going into that semi-final with a lot of confidence, and they've got some outstanding players in the academy that are playing for the university side. You know, and they're obviously hitting their straps at the right time, which is for a lot of, because it's so intermittent, you know, so they have a lot of long period off over Christmas, mm-hmm. and you know, sometimes they go, you know, from week to week not having game. Sometimes the momentum can be stalled a little bit. So they really are hitting their straps at the right time, and you know, they're going in as a form man.
Yeah, picking up on what Max just said there, Joe, I mean, Will Partington did an interview with the Bucks guys, Dave Rogers, after the match, and he was saying this is sort of the best squad that we've had. He's played in terms of they all get along really well, the vibe around the group's great on the pitch and off the pitch, and that's obviously helping them this season. And as Max rightly says, to go and put 60 points, was it, in the end over Durham, it's
64, yeah.
It's a massive, massive statement for them, and they're going to Hartbury next week. Yeah, next Wednesday, having beaten Hartbury away already this season. So they've got to really fancy the chances of getting back to Twickenham, and what an achievement it would be for Aaron James's side to get back into the big time, if you like, and get into a Twickenham final.
Yeah, one player that we highlighted was London Irish's Austin Hay. He was really good.
Brilliant. I mean, that first half, he carried so, so well for them. And especially over the last few weeks, he's just shown how much class he has. And it's another great addition for Bath, especially in the front row. Obviously, last night, losing Tom Doherty to what looks like quite a serious shoulder injury is going to be a big miss for them. But if you've got the likes of Austin being able to step up, I mean, Henry, I think it's Hadfield, came off the bench.
Yes.
scored a hat trick or two tries. I can't remember off the top of my head. He stepped in to as Tom's replacement. So they've got a wealth of talent in that squad, and they will go into Harbury next week, even though Harbury are obviously champions, full of confidence.
Yeah, of course. Austin Hay also plays across all three positions in the front row. So there's an interesting fact for a championship player. Another player me and Chris found out was a Hong Kong international, was Hugo Stiles, the winger who was a substitute last night. I didn't realise that.
No, it's just another, you know, one of these stories that get unearthed when you're looking at uni rugby and about some of the paths these guys are taking and where they are now in terms of studying. But yeah, he's another class little player, really, really great turn of pace. And this is the thing, we're going through this Bath side and you're looking at it and thinking, yeah, they're strong in that position, they're strong in that position. It's gonna really benefit them next week.
Right, and on to one of the other games, which was Exeter escaping a Cardiff scare, 38 points to 35 in the end it was. Was it a fairly last-minute penalty that won it?
Yeah, I think actually Exeter tweeted the score wrong. It was 34-31 in the end to Exeter. But the same applies, Joe, same applies. It was a late penalty, and I think we spoke on the video before the match yesterday at Leeds Beckett that Leeds Beckett, that Exeter and Cardiff had played about 2 or 3 weeks before, and Cardiff had given them a really, really strong game, especially in that first half. I mean, we were just looking at it on Twitter, weren't we, Joe, like, throughout the afternoon, and we were like, oh, it's level, Cardiff have gone ahead, and it was nip and tuck right until the end, but it was just a late penalty that won it for Exeter. Cardiff had the chance to level the scores up from the tee, but failed with their attempt. But you know, Exeter have managed to grind. It's been quite a tricky few weeks for them. They've not been at the best, because that I think at the best they played Hartbury just before Christmas or just after Christmas, and they beat them so comfortably away from home, and everyone's like, well, this is the real Exeter. We haven't really seen that over the last 4 or 5 weeks, and Keith Fleming will be saying to the lads, look, we can play much, much better than this. But they're going into next week's semi-final now at home against Leeds Beckett, domestic champions Exeter. They will want to get back to Twickenham after failing to get there last year. So, yeah, big win for them yesterday.
Yeah, and Cardiff can take a tremendous positives from this season, having been bottom at Christmas.
Towards the bottom with Nottingham Trent, yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. And they scored two pretty good tries, actually, as well. I remember at number 14, which is...
I can't remember.
It was one of their wings, anyway, and it was some great play. The final game was that Hartbury just about got over the line at Kingston Park. 26 points to 19. Kingston Park, always a difficult place to travel.
Yeah, I've played a few.
Was it Hartbury? I've made a mistake in my preparations. I apologise. It was at Hartbury. So they just about got over the line at Hartbury. 26 points to 19.
Yeah, still a really tough place to go play. Played there a few times in my career, and it's an interesting place, Hartbury. You know, it's the championship. Obviously, with them being the championship, they've developed it a lot over the years, and they've. I mean, there was a championship game on a couple of weeks ago on Sky, and the pitch was not the greatest, I must admit. It can be a pretty hostile place to play, but you know, Hartbury are always going to be there or thereabouts. And they've shown, you know, getting a good win over Northumbria that they're again hitting some good form going into the semis. And, you know, Hartbury Bath is a massive game. Any fixture is a huge, huge game. It's a West Country derby. It's, you know, you Bath Gloucester, you Bath Hartbury. It's a massive game. And both teams are going to be really up for it. And it's anyone's game. You know, you can't really say, you know, obviously Bath with a big win and, you know, you'd say they're maybe a little bit favourites going into it, but it's all to play for in that game.
Yeah, do you have any specific memories of playing at Hartbury?
Yeah, played specific memories at Hartbury. Yeah, played with, actually, this was when Tom Dunn was playing, the Bath hooker. We had a really tough game, a very physical battle. We lost in the end, but it was my memories from there, you just get physically beaten up, you know? They're really big lads, very physical, in your face. So yeah, that's my memories from it, getting beaten up and being very sore after the game.
So not memories you want to think about lots.
Not good memories, no. But you know, memories that will stick with you.
So the road to Twickenham now looks like Bath have to travel to Hartbury, and Exeter host Leeds Beckett University. So two pretty good ties there that are happening next Wednesday. And by then we'll have a finalist. And on April the 10th, Twickenham will be calling for both sides, including the women's competition as well, which we'll actually touch on in a second, Chris.
Yep.
We're going to be going to Twickenham, aren't we?
Yeah, we'll be there, covering it.
Is it, I don't know, is that three or four now for us in a row if we get there?
Yeah. Stalwarts.
Stalwarts. No, always a great day, you know, get down there early, get the full Twickenham experience, and hopefully we'll be able to provide uni rugby followers some really good content, as we always do.
Yeah, of course. And on to the women's game, Chris. There were some pretty good ties yesterday, and you can just encapsulate this for as little time or as long a time as you like.
Yeah. You know, we talked, I think on the video on Tuesday, Joe, we talked about how well Exeter and Durham have done this season, both doing incredibly well in the leagues. And it showed yesterday in the quarterfinals, both sides went really well to get wins. And we expected them to go through. Hartbury beating Edinburgh 40-10, I think it was, as well. So three home wins for those sides. But Cardiff Met went away from home and got their result as well. So Cardiff Met women were in the final, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. And I think they're one of the most successful teams, actually, in the Bucks Women's Championship. So I think they will be everyone's coughing. Everyone, whatever's happened.
We were out in the sun
yesterday in Leeds, and we've got ill, right?
The sun was shining yesterday. I had an experience like 2 years ago down at Loughborough, and I wore probably just a t-shirt, and it was horrendous weather, and I got ill straight after that. We were opposite yesterday, and everyone's just seems to be ill.
You're looking rather tanned.
Yeah, me?
Yeah, you're looking...
Not as mad as I was at the cricket.
Yeah.
Absolutely burnt. Anyway,
that's a story for another time.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, Cardiff Met, they would probably feel like they're the dark horses, because everyone's obviously, and quite rightly, talking about Exeter and Hartbury because of the pedigree of both teams. They're also looking at Durham's season they've had. So it will make for very interesting semi-finals next week. And obviously the women's game will happen before the men's final at Twickenham on April 10th.
Okay. Is it too early to ask for predictions from Mystic Max?
No, I think it's probably perfect time to ask the predictions for the semis. I'm going to go Hartbury. They're playing Bath, aren't
playing
they?
Bath, yeah.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go Hartbury, reluctantly, but I think the injury to the hooker, Doherty,
yeah,
is a massive...
He's been so unlucky, hasn't he?
Is it going to be a massive one for them? And there's a part of me, it's at Hartbury as well. There's just a part of me that just thinks that Hartbury will get the win. We'll get the win there.
Does the fact that Bath have won the last six change your mind at all?
No. No.
No.
Not Hartbury.
Once
Hartbury,
you've said it, it's locked
no,
in.
No, I think, I just, a part of me just thinks, I don't, I want Bath to, I want,
oh, of course
yeah,
you do.
I want Bath to win, but I just, a part of me thinks that Hartbury will get the win there.
They're used to it, aren't they? They've been in the playoffs, they've been to Twickenham the last 2 years, and know how to step up to the big occasion.
If you look at Bath's form over the last 5 years, they probably will lose this game.
Yeah.
Lost last year to Cardiff Met in Bath as well. So,
the right, it's kind of like, you know, it's, you wouldn't be surprised if Hartbury just get the win there. You know, no one's going to be surprised. But I hope I'm wrong and I'm eating my words. I really do.
And the other team that you think is going to get to the final?
I'm going to say Leeds Beckett are going to get the win down in Exeter. Whoa. I think they're going to learn. I think they'll learn a lot from the game on yesterday, and I think they'll sort the set piece out. They can't go to Exeter with the line out like that. They need to get that sorted. The scrum's going to look after itself. I think if they can be physical. Have a real physical presence. I mean, let's hope the 2 second rows for Leeds turn off a little bit more. John was really quiet yesterday. I thought he worked hard, but I thought he was relatively quiet. So I think they take a big physical edge down there, and I think they'll get the win, because I think Exeter will be a bit really nervous after that Cardiff.
They will want a reaction. Max is right. They've been really, really not poor. It's not poor. I don't think poor is the right word. I think it's they've just not been at the very best. They've been not firing all cylinders. And like Max said, they will want to try and deliver at home. But I don't think the pressure's on Leeds. No. I think they can go there and have a real go.
Yeah. I feel all the pressure's on Exeter. 100%.
And you've been talking about the fact that Leeds are unbeaten in 10. But I still think if you've won the league 2 years in a row, I think the pressure will be on Exeter, but they'll be looking to thrive off that.
I think for Leeds as well, Wednesday would have been a bit of a blessing for them. You know, it would have. They're not going to rest on the laurels now. You know, they're gonna have to look at things over the next week and really have a look at themselves, thinking that wasn't a real dominating performance like it should have been at home. And so I think they'll go to Exeter with a lot of confidence, and I can see them picking up the win.
Right, Chris, who do you think is going to get to the women's finals?
I'm gonna say Exeter and Hartbury again.
The classic.
I just think they've got two really good squads, full of internationals, full of players who have got Tivoli's Premiership experience. They just continue to build and build. It's Hartbury's second year at this level. They're building the right direction. Exeter know all about winning this competition. So, you know, and it's a shame because, you know, we always, us being Northern, you know, we always want to see Durham get there, Northumbria try and get there. And Durham had a great season. But, yeah, I do think it's going to be the same as last year. Exeter, Hartbury, and hopefully we get the same sort of final because it was a really, really good contest last year.
And Joe, what are your predictions?
I'm going to say Bath Leeds Beckett final in the men's.
Yep.
And I think I'm going to stick with Chris, Exeter Hartbury final for the women's.
Nice.
I think I'm going to go Exeter Hartbury. I'm going to be that guy in the men's. I think I'm going to say both Exeter and Hartbury are going to get to the final.
So you agree? I've convinced you to go with Hartbury.
I'm the hipster weirdo right now.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I Bath have played, you know, they played really well, but Hartbury just know how to get it done at this stage.
And
it's a simple answer because people who don't probably follow Uni Rugby will say, well, they were the two best teams the last couple of years, let's pick those two. But I just think both of them, Exeter and Hartbury, will have the experience to carry them through, hopefully, to Twickenham. But we'll see. I'm waiting to be proved wrong, as I have done on many occasions this season in Book Super Rugby.
Right, well, that is the end of this kind of bonus pod. There'll be another pod at around 12 noon tomorrow with a very special guest, so please keep tuned. All I'll do is I'll give you one clue. He played for Durham University at university rugby level.
Yes, he did.
So, yeah.
Or she did.
Dun, dun.
Oh.
Dun.